Blog Talk Radio. I'll be back in a second.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Good evening. Good evening, all. Amen. Or good morning, whatever time zone you're in. Amen. Thank God we're on God's timing. Amen. For those who are willing to be on God's timing, we welcome you, amen, to the Blog Talk Radio Station. And we are Eagles Wings Ministries International, a church with and without walls. Amen. And so we welcome you. Glory be to God. We will be bringing forth the word. Amen. I am Prophet Gabrielle. Amen. And I will also have tag teaming with me, my sister in Christ, Prophet Uniquely Chosen. And so we just bless God, and we want to do things in order, if you don't mind, and start off with prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come together in unity, Lord. We come together in your spirit, your truth, your word, one body, one mind, one Christ, Father God, in order and decency, Lord, with just balance and just weight. And Father God, we surrender all unto you, our minds, our heart, our life, our gates, eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate, Lord, we surrender all unto you. All that's within us, we give you all, Lord, in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we ask you to increase like never before in us, even through your prophets, Lord, that only you would speak and we would not be able to be heard, but you will be heard, your voice, your sound, your trumpet, glory be to God, your true nature, your spirit and your truth and your word in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, we bind up satanic strategies of distraction, frustration, ignorance or naiveness, Father God, religiosity, yes, Lord, religious thoughts, religious brain cells, religious lifestyles, yes, or erroneous errors, doctrine in Jesus' name. And Satan, the Lord rebukes you. We're not asking you. We're not telling you what to do. We're commanding it, exercising our right and authority and dominion, yes, and say, get thee behind us. This is God's place and this is his territory. You have no right here. We are not allowing you and we are not in agreement with you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we release our faith unto you and say, yes, Lord, we believe and receive. Have your will in your way. Let your will be done, not ours. In Jesus' name, nevertheless, amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Praise God. We just bless God. We first giving out to God, who is the head of our life, because we chose to, and we thank God for first choosing us and first loving us. Amen. He truly is a free giver, and he's patient with us in understanding. Hallelujah. But he said, don't tempt him. Don't test him now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we thank God for the people here at the Blog Talk Radio Station who allow us to come on. We bless God for them. We thank God for our leaders as well, Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. And we bless God also for you all that are here that pressed and pushed your way like the woman with the issue of blood. And may you receive virtue on tonight from the Father because of your faith. Glory be to God. And we bless God also for this willing vessel, my sister in Christ, amen, Prophet Uniquely Chosen. We bless God for her being willing and the Lord allowing her and leading her for coming here, to come here and labor with us as his prophet, amen, and release what thus says the Lord says to speak, amen, for such a time as this. And so last week, we want to encourage you all and come, and this is about, we're talking about those of us in the church, glory be to God, or as the world says, church folk. They put us all in one basket, and so we're continuing part two about we have to understand what saying yes to God actually means, and it's a long list of ingredients with that. Spiritually, mentally, glory be to God, with our mindset, because that's where everything is going on at, the mind. See, if the enemy can get your mind, he already got your whole body, because your body flows with your mindset. And so we want to come tonight to put things in the church face, to put it in our face, because it's easy to be religious. I'm guilty of that myself for years in the past. It's easy to learn behaviors of how to be religious and shout and do the accolades and clap your hands and get the tambourine, do cartwheels and run around like a track star and do an ishata. It's easy to do all that and have a form, but what about when God says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus? That's where the rubber meets the road. When he says, now you can't react in your flesh anymore, you have to respond by my spirit, by my word, according to what my word says. That's what we find out if we actually are in relationship with God or we just know of him and not him. That's when we find out if we really understand what saying yes completely and totally to God. So we want to come to you today because in the world, God always go to who first? The church. Because we're the root to things being changed in this world and causing them to be transformed and renewed by God through God in us. by us choosing and wanting to be the Word made flesh. So this is part two of understanding what saying yes to God actually means. Something that the Lord put on my heart, amen, because he's definitely dealing with some things first in the church so that the world will see who God is and not just know of God or look at God and despise him because of what they see with the church folk. Hallelujah. Yeah. And putting us all in one basket. Hallelujah. And saying that's not, we don't want that type of God. Hallelujah. So let's go get started. If you were not here last week, with this long list, we started off with three, and God just flowed so heavily. We made it to three, and I'll give you the first three. It was spiritual warfare was the first ingredient of us saying yes, and we came from Ephesians 6 and 12. Glory be to God, and it says in King James Version, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And what God is saying, stop taking things personally because it's not about you. Hallelujah, so many words. The second thing on the list was attacks. We came from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 10. Amplified, it said, we are pressured in every way, hedged in but not crushed, perplexed, unsure of finding a way out, but not driven to despair, hunted down and persecuted, but not deserted to stand alone, struck down but never destroyed, always carrying around in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be shown in our body. And thirdly, we've ended with temptation, which everyone is going to go through, whether you're in sin or not. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 39. 10 through 12, we came talking about Joseph and Potiphar's wife, if you know the story of Joseph. And it said, and so it was that she spoke to Joseph persistently day after day, but he did not listen to her plea to lie beside her or to be with her. Then it happened one day that Joseph went into the house to attend his duties, and none of the men of the household was there in the house. She caught Joseph by his outer robe, saying, lie with me. But he left his robe in her hand and ran and got outside the house. See, it takes a man to take a stand. Hallelujah. Only a coward will lie and justify and say, I'm a man. I did what a man do. That's not what a man does. A man has standards. Hallelujah. And when he loves God and he's in relationship with God, he's going to do what integrity would do even when no one else around, regardless of how heavy the temptation was. Amen. And vice versa, even for women. Hallelujah, because it's not a gender thing with integrity. So, again, the number here is 347-945-5416. If you have any questions or comments or you want prayers, amen, just dial the number 1, and we will be a spiritual helping aid to you right away. Amen. Amen. And so tonight, continuing on in part two, we want to talk about crying. Hallelujah. Some of us can be crybabies. Hallelujah. This is something that's also an ingredient for when you say yes to the Lord, you're going to be crying. Hallelujah. There's going to be some nights when you're going to cry yourself to sleep. Sometimes you may be in a grocery store at your child's school because of some attack that happened to your child or something, God forbid. But if the enemy was allowed to do that, like he was allowed to do certain things with even Job's children, you're going to be crying. Glory be to God, as you're seeking the Lord on why this happened and all this thing and what to do. And so we're going to come from 1 Samuel 1, 7 through 8. It said, and as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. We're talking about, if you remember Hannah, the one with the barren womb. For years, the other wife that Elkanah, her husband, had would torment her. I mean, just evil and cruel, you know. And so it says, therefore she is Hannah, she wept and did not eat. And verse 8 says, then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Sometimes your spiritual leaders or your spiritual siblings, they may not even understand and can't touch bases to the root of what's going on with you, as God is allowing the enemy to do things, or he's allowing you to be tested, as he's allowing you to go through certain warfares and allowing the warfare to be heightened. Even though they're close with you and they'll walk with you spiritually and watch you labored in ministry, they're just not going to be able to understand some things that you go through. And as you're crying in tears and, you know, you're tired of having to deal with this and you wonder, why is this happening? What did you do wrong? wrong at this point in time in your life. It might not even be that you're doing something wrong. It's just that because of where you're about to grow to spiritually, mature to, and where the Lord is about to take you to, that this is required. So don't always think it's because you did something wrong, or, you know, it's just, you know, you just did something so bad. It's not that way all the time. So when you say yes to the Lord, keep this in mind. There's going to be times when you're going to be crying. You're going to shed. In some moments as you grow, you may end up shedding a lot of tears, but know that God is counting them and bottling them up, and then he's going to turn your tears into tears of joy. Glory be to God. Prophet, do you have anything to share on that you would like to say? Prophet?
Hello?
Yes, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, did she drop off?
Man, I'm here.
Yes,
she's still there.
Are we? I'm here. I apologize.
Okay, amen.
You had a caller.
Okay, let's answer the caller first. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the caller just got dropped.
Okay, he just got. Okay, well, until he come back, Prophet, did you have something to say on that? Amen.
No, Prophet, you can go. You can continue. Can you hear me?
Amen. Hello? Praise God. Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Amen. So sometimes crying is going to be a part of that. Amen. And sometimes when you're travailing, or if you're a spiritual midwife, you're going to cry because of spiritual contractions as well. Amen. So another ingredient concerning when you say yes to the Lord is spiritual groanings. Because if you are a woman, glory be to God, and it's mainly for women. If you are a woman of God, whether you're a baby in Christ or you've been in the ministry for however long you've been in, sometimes God is going to cause you, or say, when he puts you with that man of God and the man he sends, that you both need to be together for his glory, and he's putting you together that no man can put asunder, you're going to have to birth that man forth. You're going to have to birth that man forth. And sometimes you're going to have spiritual groanings that is going to seem like it's too much to bear, but it's really not, because God qualified and graced you concerning that man of God that he's saying you need to be with. And so sometimes you're just going to have to do like a woman when she's getting ready to give birth, or she's going through the semesters and trimesters with a baby, and really just begin to rub on your belly. You'll begin to do things in the natural to represent the spirit, just like a woman when she's naturally pregnant. You'll see her rubbing on her stomach sometimes. Sometimes you may see them sitting on the floor with their legs crossed, just going in circles and groaning and things like that. Or they make certain facial expressions when the baby is doing certain things in their stomach that they may not understand and know what's going on. You know, glory be to God. And so spiritual groanings is another thing, hallelujah, that you will experience when you say yes to God, hallelujah. Travailing, that's another thing. And travailing sometimes can be when people are doing a long, it's like a holding a long note, and you're just travailing in the Lord. And this is where also spiritual midwives come in, travailing, because when somebody is about to come through the womb, spiritual womb that is, and you're birthing them forth, is going to require you to give all you got and travail, so that if that last foot is still stuck, it needs to come on out with force. You know, if that hand won't come on out, you're going to be the one to travail for that person in the spirit, that man, that woman, that child, the teenager. You're going to have to travail, hallelujah, for them to come forth fully. Another thing about when you say yes to the Lord, amen, prophet, amen. Did you have anything you want to tag team on that with so far?
You know what, actually, prophet, if we can just go back, I apologize. I was totally distracted, and that's why I put my phone on mute, so I do apologize. I just wanted to just go back to what you were talking about the crying part of it.
Yes.
In regards to Hannah. And so I just wanted to say that there's going to be people who, like you said, they're not going to understand you. They're not going to understand you. They're not going to understand where you are. They're not going to understand, you know, what's going on in your life. And some people you're not going to be able to give explanations to. You're just going to have to you're going to have to go with it. And yes, there's going to be times of crying. There's going to be times of just, you know, asking God why, especially, you know, in this hour where we are at now in this hour. More crying is going to go forth out to God, more, like you said, travailing, you know, in the spirit for things to be birthed out in your life, not only your life, but also, you know, in people's lives that's connected to you also, too. So I just wanted to add that in there, and I do apologize. Totally distracted.
Amen. It's okay, Prophet. We have a bell. Amen. Let's answer the bell. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. I like prayer.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Bobby. And I like prayer from Bobby.
Okay.
And I like prayer for my girlfriend. Her liver, her back got hepatitis C, and I got a whole bunch of issues. They're going to cut my Medicaid off next month, and I'm not working, and I'm disabled, and I don't know how I'm going to get my medicine and stuff. I just hope that I go to that hand, and they give me another chance of again.
Amen. Okay, so Bobby, correct me if I'm wrong. You need prayer concerning a disability and your girlfriend concerning hepatitis C. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
B.
Okay. Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I heard in the spirit too, Bobby, the Lord wants to show you too some things to bring into alignment because how do I say this? There's some crooked paths there, you know, and that's why there's doors open where you all are able to be inflicted with sicknesses, you know, illnesses and things like that. Not because you did anything bad, not because of that, but because the enemy knows when we don't do things line up on line or according to God's word, precept upon precept, he can end up getting the upper hand if we don't follow the way God, you know, desires for us to do things. And so I want to encourage you, if you, as you spend time with the Lord, because I don't know where you are with the Lord, you know, that's not my place to judge in my business unless you share it, you know. But as you spend time with the Lord, I keep hearing the Lord saying he wants to show you the way out. He wants to show you both the way out. And he wants to bring some things into alignment in your lives, both your lives, and you're going to see some things unfold that's going to blow your mind. Amen. Because God has some things he do want to do and desire to do, but he says, I can't go against my word. I can't go against my word. He wants you to come on into alignment. Glory be to God. And he has some things he wants to do in both of your lives that will cause you. It's going to be like a breath of fresh air. You're going to be like, wow, okay, all right. So we're going to pray for you, Bobby. Amen. And your girlfriend. Amen. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Bobby, his girlfriend. And Father God, we stand together with him in agreement of faith. We rebuke the spirit of infirmity. We rebuke the spirit of illness and disease and sickness from her body, from his body. Lord, where they were disabled in their body, we loose, Father God, and plead the blood of Jesus to cause them to be more than able and capable to do whatever they desire to do. So, Lord, we thank you for giving them the instructions and the directions on the righteous ways to go. And, Lord, we ask you to order their footsteps in your word. And so, Father God, you said you sent your son to heal. And so, Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you that the power of the blood of Jesus, with our right hand of authority, we lay our hands upon her lower back and upon his body and say, be healed in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, we decree and declare in their life that just like when Jesus healed the 10 lepers, so shall they be. They shall be cleansed, whole and completely, and healed immediately according to their faith, be it unto them. Mm-hmm. We speak strength to their immune system. We command any parts of their organs that look like it was shutting down to be resurrected by the power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord, we thank you for revealing things to them and removing spiritual scales and causing their ears and their eye gates to be open to you so they can hear and see what thus says the Lord for their lives, individually and corporately. We plead the blood of Jesus over their life, Lord. We bind satanic strategies of distraction and temptation to lure them away from obeying you. And we thank you, Lord, for strengthening them to do what you say do. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Bobby. Amen.
Thank
we love you both.
I love y'all, too.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Prophet, did you have anything? Was the Lord give you anything concerning Bobby or his girlfriend?
No, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And so carrying on again, the number to dial, amen, if you're getting the word out, 347-945-5416. And if you have a question or you want to comment, glory be to God, or you need prayer, just dial the number 1 and we'll get to you right away. Amen. Amen. And so next, when you say yes to God, guess what? It's going to be pain. Hallelujah. If you notice, even when you go to the doctor and they shoot you with a needle, some people, that's painful too. Glory be to God. And don't let it be somewhere where it's very sensitive or thin skin. Hallelujah. But even if you notice, when you do things, in order for you to get to something, you're going to have to go through. And when you have to go through, it's going to require some pain. Like even with your teeth, you're going to experience some pain, especially if they have to shoot a long needle in your gums. For you to get better, you're going to have to be injected with that. Because according to the laws here on earth, they have to do that so that you won't be able to sue them, so to say. And so when we say yes to God, just like Jesus Christ went through much pain, excruciating pain, unrecognizable pain, we're going to have to go through some pain, meaning that your family members may say some things to you that if you're not careful, it's going to be painful if you take it to heart. Your husband might lash out or do something to you that if you're not careful, you'll take it the wrong way, and it can become painful to live with them in marriage. And so even in ministry, if you're in ministry and serving the Lord, there may be some things that occur with your spiritual siblings or leadership that it can become painful, glory be to God, if you're not careful and you're taking it to heart and not having resilience. Glory be to God, and not learning how to have balance with separating your emotions from the spiritual. Hallelujah. Because flesh and blood cannot dwell or mix in with the spiritual side of things, because that's oil and water. And so you're going to have pain, especially when you're birthing people forth or when you're going through your own personal matters where the Lord is molding you, when he's breaking things off of you, when he's chiseling away at things of bad habits or learned behaviors that were evil and wicked, when the Lord is saying come from off that social media network site, when he's telling for those that might have a glutton spirit, you can't eat this anymore, you can't have that anymore, you have to stop eating at this time of night, you have to eat early in this morning, you need to get up and work out this amount, you're going to have to do this type of exercise, and you're going to have to go on this type of diet, or you're going to have to stop hanging out with so-and-so, or this person you're going to have to cut off and let go in this season of your life because they can't go where you're going. The Lord might have you as a Joseph where he's going to separate you from your natural family members and have you in a totally different state, and it could be far away, 9, 10 states away, and the Lord is saying, I'm having to separate you because you're Joseph. Hallelujah. So these things bring about pain, and it don't feel good. But because we said yes to the Lord, guess what? You have to think first before you say yes. Because when you don't think about it and these things show up, you can almost cause yourself to go back to Sodom and Gomorrah or look back at Egypt and wonder, what if? You can almost become just like the Israelites and say, Lord, did you bring me this far just so I can go through this without realizing that this is part of you being made? Hallelujah. This is part of your family coming out of Egypt, is if you endure the pain that they can't even, they're not even spiritually qualified to endure. You are the one. Hallelujah. Prophet, did you have something you want to share?
Yes, I do. I was just as you were speaking, oh my goodness. When that happened to me, when I said, okay, God, yes, like, yes, I want to do your will. I want to do your your way. Whatever it is that you would have for me to do, I want to do it. I'm going to do it. Not realizing what all that entails. Because you are out of the way totally. Like, everything that you knew or that you thought you knew about yourself is changing. It changes. He comes in and changes you. He comes in and changes circumstances where you think that you should be, or where you think that where you should be at. He comes in and he changes it. So like Prophet said, when you say, yes, God, whatever it is, Lord, that you want me to do, I want to do it. I'm going to do it. You really have to understand what that is about, because what you thought your life should be is not what he wants for you. In the word, it says, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts, they're not my thoughts. And we really need to understand that scripture, because I'm telling you, when I tell you he comes in and changes, your life will be rearranged. I know, because I'm going through it as we speak. He comes in and he changes your life, and he puts you back on, but in his timing, on his track. And so there is pain. There's going to be crying. Why, God? Why, God? Why this? Why can I not be involved with this person? Why do you remove this person out of my life? Why do I have to leave this job? I mean, is there so much that goes on with the yes, just to saying yes to God? There's so much that goes on with that. And I'm not saying that to scare you away, but know and understand that some of the things that's taken place in your life, those things are what you wanted. And they may not be things that he wanted. And so he may remove them. He may remove it. So just be prepared for those. Be prepared for that. Because believe me, I am living proof of it. Going through it as you speak. So I totally can relate to that.
Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing like when you're in it. You're like, no, I'm a living witness. I got the burden of proof right now.
Amen.
And you know, that's why so many people can't stay in a relationship, let alone in a marriage, because they only think about the wedding day. They don't think about what it entails of to say yes to first God in a godly union, and also to say yes to another person to come and shift and change your whole world. Well, now you have to keep them in mind first. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, now you have to be selfless. It's not just your own world now. And if they have children, now you're integrating a whole new family now. So you don't have the option to just be about yourself and get up and do things when you want to, because when you ask for something from God, you have to consider now other human beings. And that requires a selfless heart, a servant heart. And so this is why, too, when you look in the world and even in the church, there's a high rate of divorce, because everybody wants, they want the temporary fixes, but they don't want to go through the process of the permanent. They don't think about longevity. It's just they're thinking about what their hormones or their emotions and feelings want. They want the glamorous part. They want the surface of a marriage. But when you go beyond the surface, which is endurance, attacks and warfare, and you got two opposite genders learning how to become meshed as one according to God's word, nobody hardly makes it through that part, because they don't consider that it's going to be painful. It's going to be painful because you can't do things the way you thought it. They didn't think beyond the wedding night and the honeymoon. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. They only thought about that one night. They didn't think about forever. Hallelujah. And then, you see, when we only think about this is just like with the kingdom. When you only think about the blessings and the miracles and the supernatural and the open windows of heaven where you won't have enough room to receive and you know, open doors and God going to work it out in the midnight hour, blessing the city. But when you don't consider, before you get to that, you got to go through the warfare, the attack.
Yes. Amen.
You got to go through the temptation, because remember, Jesus, as soon as he got through fasting, he got tempted by the enemy. The enemy came to tempt him, and it didn't work. Hallelujah. So, see, amen. We have to do the same thing like Jesus Christ did. When you're in pain, hallelujah, go to the Word of God. If you don't know what to say, go to the Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't go to alcohol and drugs and things like that, because those are temporary fixes that can have permanent
absolutely.
Markings on your life.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. It's easy to amen. Sin, but it's hard to come up out of it if you're not careful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so next is suffering. When we say yes to God, suffering. And again, the number to dial in is 347-945-5416. If you have a question or a comment or you need prayer, dial the number 1 and we'll help you right away. Amen. And
amen.
So the next thing is suffering. You got to look at Jesus. I'm reminded of Jesus. That's my method to my madness personally. Jesus went through suffering, and it's not because he was a weak person or he was a coward or he was just timid and he could have used his authority and been about that gangster life of holiness and calling on the angels. That wasn't the case. That's not the root to this. Hallelujah. See, that's what prideful people do. That's what people who have a form do. See, Jesus understood the big picture here. It wasn't about him. He could have done anything he wanted to do to prevent suffering, but he chose not to, while he was in this sinful, selfish flesh. Glory be to God, and he was experiencing so much things, and he was falsely persecuted. They literally spit on him on purpose, slapped him, pierced his hands, bruised his side. They crushed thorns, pushed thorns on his temples, his forehead, his skull. They did it on purpose. They slapped him. They did all of this while he was in his flesh. And you notice God became us to show us that, look, I'm doing this. So when you all suffer, when you say yes to me, if you choose to say yes to me, I'm showing you that I understand what you're going to deal with. I'm doing this on purpose so I can understand you, and I won't get like I did in the Old Testament and consume 23,000 of you for your sin. So God said, I'm going to come down here myself and endure suffering as a human being. I'm going to wrap myself in flesh. I'm going to become sin. Even though I hate sin, I'm going to send my son, I'm going to wrap myself in him, and I'm going to become sin. I'm a shed innocent blood on purpose just so no one can have an excuse or justification as to why you would choose to go back when I brought you out of Egypt when you're suffering, or why you would choose to look back at your sinful lifestyle and think about going back. You know, I'm going to choose to be some things that I know you all may not be able to do, but I'm going to choose to do it so you won't have to do this. Glory be to God. So he was showing us that he's making it where we understand that even Jesus suffered on purpose. He did on purpose, so we won't feel like God is just a selfish God and he don't care and blah, 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 all this other stuff, because he literally had the evidence. He proved himself. He wrapped himself in flesh and came down here to experience what we go through. Glory be to God. So suffering is one of them. You're going to have moments where your spiritual leader is not going to be able to be there for you. God's going to purposely shut the door. You're going to have moments where something may happen with your child that you didn't even see coming, but God still lets him live through it all. And that's your natural child, and as much as you would like to get gangster and get in your flesh, you know that you can't fight flesh and blood with Satan, because Satan is not in the flesh. He's a spirit. And if you get in your flesh and try to fight fire with fire, you may lose that fight to the point where it can cost somebody their life or your life, and we don't want that to happen, God forbid. So we have to think with wisdom that when you're suffering, who are you suffering for? Because this suffering you're going through is not for yourself. There may be somebody who has a son who's on drugs, thinking about, you know, committing a crime or robbing somebody, and the enemy got a murdering spirit set up for his life that night, and you're going through that for this person not to have to be their life taken. There may be somebody who their daughter's on the corner prostituting herself, being abused by a pimp. You don't know. Glory be to God. But there's nations in you. There are souls in you that are dependent on you spiritually, that if you don't suffer, guess what? They're going to suffer. If you don't be willing to suffer and take up your cross, and suffering is not a bad thing. Your suffering is not in vain, what you're going through. Glory be to God. When you go through things, it's not just for you. Actually, it's for the people, the souls that God has assigned to you, whether they're in ministry, whether you've never met them or not, whether they know it or not. God is saying, I assign souls to every individual, and I'm holding you accountable because you said yes to me. You can't be an Indian giver. You got to think on it. You said yes. Glory be to God. Prophet, is there something you want to tag on that?
Yes. When you just said like to pick up your cross, and that's exactly what I heard. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, just said that to pick up your cross, to pick it up, to pick your cross up, and go for it, and walk for it, and go in it. And like you were saying about the nations being in your belly, and that there's people that are waiting for you to go forth and to come forth. I mean, there's thousands of people that are assigned to you and waiting for you. And so all that you are going through, you know, even in this hour, and not even just this hour, but all that you have, you know, gone through in your life, it is not in vain. God is going to use it all for his glory, for all for his glory. Everything that you have gone through, it's going to be a testimony. It's going to be a testimony for others, to pull others through so they can go forth into their assignment. It's just like a domino effect. That's just what I see. We say yes. We get equipped, you know, and then we pass it on, like tonight. Prophet Gabrielle said yes. I said yes, you know. And so now we're passing it on to you. It's like a domino effect. You do the same thing. You get, you know, equipped. Then you pass it on. You go for it. And so we're all just taking our crosses and just picking them up and just going for it in the Lord. Just going forth in the Lord, saying yes and meaning it, surrendering all and going forth. Whether we have to cry out, whether we're, you know, have to travail, you know, whether, you know, any amount of pain that, you know, that's going to, you know, be caused, whatever your will is, got to go forth in it and not turn back. And not
Amen.
Turn back. And not turn back. Because in this hour, we can't afford to turn back. You got to keep going. It's detrimental. It can be detrimental, not only to you, but to the people that call to you, assign to you, should I say, that's waiting on you.
Amen. Amen. Very powerfully spoken, Prophet. Amen. Because, well, that's Amen. The thing. We say yes, and we're not careful, but a lot of times, if truth be told, we religiously will say yes out of a selfish meaning, and we find out where it becomes selfish depending on what we're going through and experiencing. And we'd be like, Lord, why this is happening? God's saying, wait a minute. You did say yes to me, remember? You said yes to me, and not, you can't say yes to your emotions and feelings and your flesh. You can't say yes to that because you told me yes. And see, I don't dwell in emotions and feelings and opinions. I dwell in my word, you know. Yeah. And so that's just so powerful because suffering, even though a lot of people don't like to do it, but isn't it interesting how when we sin and we suffer but we are still sin? It's interesting. But when we get in Christ, we don't want to suffer. But when we was in sin, we did some of everything that caused us to suffer. Amen. Again, the number is 347-945-5416. And if you have a question or a comment or you need prayer requests, amen, dial the number 1 and we'll help you as soon as possible. Amen. And so another thing, when you say yes to the Lord, it's anger. You're going to get this anger going to rise. Oh, yes, because, honey, Satan going to be allowed to do some stuff in your life. He's going to be allowed to hit you with some of everything, but God going to tell him just like he told Job concerning you when you belong to the Lord. Because remember, if you notice, God didn't never, and when you read and study the Bible, you will not see God limiting Satan when it comes to those who belong to him. You will see God limiting Satan when it comes to those that belong to him, But when it came to sinners, you don't read in the scripture where God said you can't touch their life. See, there's a difference. God is saying something there. Because, see, you have to say yes to God. That's just like when you're a father in the natural or you're a mother, glory be to God. If a child comes to you and say, you're my mother or you're my father, and you know that's not your seed as a man, or you know you didn't birth that child as a woman, you're going to reject them and say, no, your mother over there or your father's over there. You're not going to be rude about it, but you're going to start laughing, or you may smile and say, no, I'm not your mother or your father, and direct them to their actual parents. Because you understand, see, you don't even do things with them like you would your own child that came through you, because you're not obligated to them. They didn't come through you. So it is in the spiritual. When you that's why God limited Satan with those that were his. Look at Job. Look at David. Glory be to God. And when you look and study that, it's because they belong to God. God was able to limit Satan concerning them and said, no, you can only do this and that. Glory be to God. And see, God is so loving, he won't just only do that with his children. He'll even do that with those who don't even know they're possessed by Satan. If you don't believe me, go study the Gerasene demoniac. You know, glory be to God. He wasn't connected to a ministry or nothing. And God allowed 1,000 demons to possess him and told Satan, you can't even take his life. That's how powerful God is. You can be deep into sin. That's encouragement. You may be even suffering now and in sin, and God unlimited Satan concerning you, saying, you can't even touch their life. And I have a set time when I'm going to show up on the scene, and you're going to have to loose them. Hallelujah. He's going to call you forth. Amen. And so we want to talk about anger. When you say yes to God, you're going to get angry, but guess what? Don't sin. Because in Job 1:20 in King James, it said, then Job arose and rent his mantle. That's righteous indignation. And he shaved his head, and he fell down upon the ground, and he worshipped. He worshipped. He didn't go out there and start cussing God, and he didn't say, you know, to opposite of heaven with you, Lord. He didn't do all that. He didn't blaspheme God. He didn't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. He didn't tell his wife where to go. He didn't divorce his wife. You know, he didn't stop serving the Lord. He didn't leave God. He didn't do none of that. He had righteous indignation. Glory be to God, because he didn't understand why this was happening, but he knew that God allowed it for a reason. It wasn't because he did anything bad, but he understood, because of his relationship with God, God was allowing it for a reason. So Job chose not to sin. Remember, Jesus even got angry. Look what he did when they was trying to pervert the house of God. He said, my father's house is not a den of robbers. It will not be that way. Glory be to God. He even had to bring out a whip on the religious people, because they were trying to change God's house and pervert it. They were changing it into something that was unholy, and that spiritually upset Jesus. So when you say yes to God, you're going to see some things, even that people in the church do, because not everybody in the church is like that, but you do have religious folks in the church, and it's quite a bit of them. But you have to remember, don't sin when you see them sinning. Don't get in the flesh with them when you see them operating out of their flesh. Don't react in your flesh with them when you already know they in their flesh. Don't do that. Respond by the Spirit and take them to God. Glory be to God. There's going to be some things that make you angry that the enemy is going to be allowed to do in your life concerning attacks and warfare and temptation, you know, and God may be giving him permission to do it. But the thing is, you cannot fight Satan in the flesh. Hallelujah. This is part of you being built and made concerning your ministries. This is how you're going to cause deliverance and healing to happen in your own bloodline, or in your marriage, or in your household, or through your children. God is saying, you asked me to help you, but see, one thing about God, he don't tell you right away how he's going to help you. That's why I've learned, when I ask God to do something, I say, Lord, give me the endurance, because I don't know how this is going to come or how you're going to build me with this, but from past experiences, I've learned, Lord, give me endurance with it. However you're going to cause me to be more humble. However you're going to cause me to be responding only by your Spirit. Give me endurance with it, because I know it's going to require an attack or warfare, something that's going to cause me to be molded, that's going to shape me according to your word. And so remember, anger is going to rise, but don't sin. Prophet, anything you want to say?
Amen. Yes. Just as you were speaking, prophet, relationship. You said relationship. I know we're talking about the anger part, but you said relationship. One of the things that the Father is requiring in this hour is your relationship with him. It needs to be stronger. It needs to be beefed up, because if you look at Jesus and his life, he was so in tune with the Father. He was so focused with the Father. He was truly about his Father's business. although he had the temptations, and you know, although you know, there were things that made him angry, and I'm quite sure a lot of crying out and things of that nature. But he was so in tune with the Father. His relationship was so strong and so intimate with the Father, and that's what God is requiring even now. Because yes, those things are going to come, but when you're so in tune with Him, when you're so in tune with the Father, when your relationship is just as that, just as one, you will endure. It's not going to feel good, but you'll be able to endure. You'll be able to endure it all. So God wants us to beef up our relationship with Him. If I can use that term, sorry, beef up that relationship with Him. It is stronger with Him, more so than what it is now.
Is amen.
What he's calling for. Because
amen. That's the truth right there. Amen.
Yes, you'll be in that spirit. You'll be able to. And oh my gosh, it's so hard even for myself. I'm speaking it, but trust me, I'm preaching to my own self. Even now, I'm telling you, because it's hard, you know, not to get angry at certain things. It really is so hard, and I kind of have a little feisty attitude already. So God's working on me with that. yeah, I'm a prime example. So you know, I'm trying to not get so angry at, you know, so angry at things. And I want to be able to, you know, always operate in the spirit. Not saying that, you know, some things you're not going to get angry at, but just be more into God and flow in His spirit and just let certain things just roll off my shoulder.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. That was powerful. Amen. And thank you for not being bold about even sharing yourself. I always tell people that's a quick way to get healed and delivered is tell the truth on yourself. Amen. Amen.
I'm
that takes a lot for people. Amen. Amen. And so, amen, be encouraged with that, people. Amen, because that's the truth. It's easy to get anger and sin, but then the consequences. And so I always tell people, go back to Jesus. Go look back at Jesus. Look what they did to Him. He should have got angry a long time ago. He should have had a rage spirit by now when it got to the crucifixion part. But when you have to look at Jesus and say, well, why didn't He get mad? Why didn't He sin when He got angry? What was in His mind? What was His mindset? And that's why Jesus said, no man take my life. I lay it down. See, Jesus knew who He was. You have to know your identity. And then you have to ask yourself, well, why do I want to sin, or why do I want to choke them out and do all this kind of stuff? Because you have to let God transform and renew your mind daily. Hallelujah. And then you have to let God help you. If it's a stronghold for you, say, Lord, show me step by step, day by day, how to apply myself, works with faith, so that this thing could be gone. And God might say, this only comes out through fasting and prayer. Whatever the Lord is showing you, that's what you do. Amen. Because the word of God says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And again, the number to dial, amen, prophet, hallelujah. And the number to dial is 347-945-5416. If you have a prayer request or comments or a question, feel free to push the number 1 and we'll answer you right away. Amen. Something else when we say yes to the Lord, we must consider another ingredient, not being able to hear from God at times. Glory be to God. There's going to be times where, because remember now, God said, like the prophet said earlier, his thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are His ways our ways. And we sometimes in our life, we're not going to hear that. We're going to want God to respond like right now, like yesterday. And God is saying, nope, we're going to even try to get to hear from God through another prophet. Or I'm going to go to brother so-and-so because I know he an apostle. Or I'm going to call my leader. I just know they're going to share with me something the Lord has to say. And God said, I'm not going to answer through them either. I'm not going to answer. I'm going to have them direct you right to me, and that's it. They're not going to be able to have nothing for you. They're just going to say, I'm going to keep you in prayer. I'm not getting anything. They're not going to be able to get nothing from me. Because it's not, sometimes it's not that you've done something evil or wicked or you sin and you're just a bad person. No, that's not what it is. Sometimes when God is making you and molding you, or he wants you to solely depend and rely on him, it's not that he's not willing to answer you. He's being quiet on purpose. He's moving and doing things, and he's being quiet to see also what you're going to do at times too. God has to see. If God can't even release to you the big things in your life that you're asking him for, how can he trust you in small stuff? He has to see what you do when you're in the baby areas of your life spiritually too. He has to see what you're going to do when he don't respond the way you want him to, or when you want him to. Because depending on what you do is going to determine what God does for you. So if you say, well, Lord, you know what? If you want to be like that, if your attitude or your choice is, okay, well, you don't want to ask me, well, I'll go and make it happen for myself. You just messed up. And then you're going to have to start all over again. And you don't know when that next season is coming. Glory be to God. So it would be wise that when you don't hear from the Lord at times, praise God and thank him that he's going to respond in his timing, and thank him for that it's already done. And he's going to talk to you when it's his time. Amen. He's going to talk to you in his time. Because even Jesus got that way. You're not the only one to get that way where you wonder why isn't God responding to you or talking to you. Matthew 27:46. He said, about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud, agonized voice. Catch that by your spirit, agonized. Hallelujah. This one, he was on the cross. If you remember this story, when Jesus had been crucified, now he's hanging on the cross. And he felt like God had left him because he didn't hear from God. And it wasn't that. It was because Jesus, catch this by your spirit, he was bearing all of our sins on him. Can you imagine that? One human being in flesh, God's son, God unwrapped himself in flesh, and he bore all of our sins on this one lamb to be crucified, unrecognizable, and he's in agonized pain. And God hates sin. That's why he was not there for a second. It was not because Jesus did anything wrong and God had left him. No, God couldn't stand the sight of sin. He hates sin, and Jesus Christ was bearing all of our sins. Do you know that's a lot of people when you bear the whole world sins upon you? Glory be to God. And so Jesus said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? See, we have to be careful because even Jesus thought the Lord had forsaken him. But it wasn't Jesus. It was what Jesus was bearing upon himself, which was our sins. And as you read the Bible, it says God hates sin. He does. He can't stand the sight of it. It's as he said, it's as filthy rags in my nostrils. See, that's why when God says he'll never leave us nor forsake us, it's us. That's why we have to be careful, too. If you leave God, that's another way you will not be able to hear from him, because he hates sin. Hallelujah. He's never, he will never leave you nor forsake you. But if you start gratifying your flesh and yourself, that's satanic worship. And when you start serving Satan, or if you start worship Satan by doing sin, God says he hates sin. They cannot dwell in his presence. Hallelujah. And that will cause division between you and God. It will cause a separation. It will separate you from God. Hallelujah. Not from his love, because remember, his love is unconditional, but it will separate you from God, your relationship with him, because he hates sin. And so this is one of the things when you say yes to the Lord, sometimes you're not going to be able to hear from him. You may want to go to your husband if you're married and say, you know, I can't get nothing, babe. Is the Lord telling you something for me? This is what I got going on. I don't understand it. I don't know what to do. And your husband may not be able to respond, or your wife, because God is saying, no, I'm trying to teach you something. I'm moving everybody else out the way, your husband, your spiritual leaders, your spiritual siblings who are so anointed and appointed and heavyweights in the body. I don't move everybody out the way, scatter them all. Glory be to God. So this can be me and you, and you can learn and understand me as your God. Hallelujah. Prophet, did you have something to say on that?
No, ma'am. No, Prophet.
Amen. Amen. And so with the we just bless God, you know, with the rest of this list, it is endurance. You have to have endurance. Resilience, humility, faith, perseverance, hope, a servant. You have to be willing to be a servant unto others. Forgiveness is required. Silence is golden. Sometimes we be talking too much or thinking too much. Thinking before you respond by the spirit, or react out of the flesh, emotions, or your opinions. Watch your mouth and control that tongue. Also, be selfless, not selfish. And deny yourself, and guess what? Carry your cross. Amen. Yeah. Glory be to God. So we want to say this. If you need to give your life to God or rededicate yourself, we want you to just follow along with us as we say this declaration, this prayer unto the Lord. Father, I confess that I have sinned on purpose and not knowingly. I come to you, Lord, confessing Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And, Lord, I ask that you forgive me for all my sins I've committed on purpose and not knowingly. I choose, Lord, with a made-up mind to give my life to Christ, to come through Jesus Christ, so that I would not be a thief and a robber and not able to enter the kingdom. And so, Lord, I give myself to you. I surrender all. In your Son Jesus' name, I choose to not go back or look back at Sodom and Gomorrah or go back to Egypt, but to be a new creature, new creation, and the old man and old things passed away. May my life never be the same. In your Son Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. We bless God for you all. We thank God for the people here at the radio station. And we bless God again for Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Celine Dupree and my tag team partner here, Prophet Uniquely Chosen. Amen. Amen. We love you all. God bless.
God bless.
Hello?
Hello? This. Anybody still there? Hello. Hello.
Hello, this is Nathan on the spot. I'm calling while I'm having trouble with the series tonight. I see you still there, but I don't hear anything. I'm trying to close the show, and it won't let me close. So, thank you. I'll try to call you back later. See if I can figure this out. Thank you. Okay.